You're listening to Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything outside the chalk lines.
There's so many things about baseball I like. I don't have enough time to tell you all the things I like.
You know, the best compliments I ever get are when I receive a message or a letter from a blind person who says, I feel like I can see the game.
You know, my number one responsibility, the way I look at it, is hire the best people, provide them with all the resources that they need to do their jobs, and let them do their job.
Going to the World Series twice, the first one we beat the Yankees in front of our home crowd, to send Texas to the World Series for the first time is something I'll never forget.
Welcome to the first edition of Dugout Dirt. My name is Jared Couch. I'm the creative director for the Texas Rangers. It's just a fancy way of saying I make the team commercials and videos and whatever they need. And now I host a podcast. I grew up right here in Dallas, Texas. Watched the Rangers growing up. Favorite player was Mickey Tellison. I always shot a bat like him. Never could get it down right. Been with the team for about a year and a half, going on 2 years, and having a good time. But this podcast, Dugout Dirt, our goal with this is to take you inside the organization. Now, we thought, hey, let's do a podcast, but there's already Rangers podcasts out there. There's blogs, there's media personalities, there's journalists, and I don't think we can cover the team on the field as good as they can. I have other responsibilities. I have to write commercials. So what we want to do is take the content from our commercials and the interviews and the people around the ballpark, the scouts, the front office, operations, marketing, chefs, players' wives, whoever we can talk to, and we want to bring that side of the story to the table. This is our angle. This is how we're going to differentiate ourselves. This is our value proposition of sorts. Now, last year, we did these testimonial spots, and the thing about TV commercials is that it's confined to 30 seconds. And with web features, we do 1 to 2 minutes. And then there's all this other information that's left on the cutting room floor. We interviewed JD. We interviewed Elvis, Beltre, Chu, Fielder. But all the stuff was left on the cutting room floor. It just vanished into the ether. Well, this is a medium that we can get all that out there. We have 15, 20, 30 minutes to get it to you. So with Dugout Dirt, we're going to take you behind the scenes. This is a podcast about baseball that's not necessarily about baseball. So I hope y'all enjoy. Our first one is going to be about our new manager, Jeff Banister.
Exciting day for the Rangers. Here to welcome Jeff Banister to the Rangers organization. You know a little bit about his background, his story. He's a winner and a survivor, really in every sense. When you talk about a grinder and blue collar and having done a little bit of everything that this game has to offer, that's what Jeff has done. We wanted somebody that was going to impact us across the board, somebody that could help us reestablish a winning culture. He's clearly the right fit for us, Texas Rangers organization, at this time.
And with that, there was a changing of the guard at the Texas Rangers manager position. The former bench coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jeff Banister, is now the 18th manager of your Texas Rangers.
All right, Skip, what do you want the Ranger fans to know about you?
I'd like the Ranger fans to know that I'm a faithful man, a disciplined man, a baseball man, and willing to be a servant leader for every fan in Arlington.
How would you describe your leadership style?
I would describe my leadership style as firm, fair, demanding, empathetic, and willing to work with every player.
Why are you excited to be the manager of the Texas Rangers?
Because I think this is a great organization. I've been able to watch this organization from afar. I've seen exactly what this organization has been capable of and what they have done in the past. I look forward to help create a culture within the organization of winning, continue a winning tradition, and ultimately winning a World Series.
What's your team going to look like?
Hard-nosed, hard-working, grinding, finishing the job, willing to go the extra mile for these fans in Arlington.
So there's been a lot made of you merging old school baseball with new data analysis. Can you talk about your approach to using new analytics?
You know, the approach of using new analytics in the game of baseball, the old school versus new school, I like to consider myself right in the middle school, if you will, being able to utilize information, numbers, in a way such that it gives us a distinct advantage within the game. Using all the numbers that are supplied to us to teach these players just exactly what the game needs. how we meet the demands of the game by utilizing the sabermetrics and all the analytics that come our way.
Even without Major League Baseball, Jeff Banister has one of the more captivating and interesting stories you'll ever hear. Coming up next, we'll continue our conversation with the Rangers' new skipper, talk about his battle with cancer and how baseball was his driving force. We'll be back after this commercial.
A Texas Rangers 20 game plan is the perfect way to enjoy the excitement of Rangers baseball. Select one of our three preset plans or build your own plan to fit your schedule with the Fan's Choice option. You'll save up to 21% off of gate prices and enjoy benefits like a flexible ticket exchange policy, discounts on concessions, and much more. Purchase your 2015 Texas Rangers 20 game plans at texasrangers.com/20gameplans or call 972-RANGERS, extension 3.
You're listening to Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. I'm your host, Jared Couch, and we're talking Jeff Banister, the 18th manager of your Texas Rangers. Now, the Banister story has taken on a Chuck Norris persona in that it's hard to fathom one person experiencing all the adversity he has and fighting through it. But there's one thing that rings true throughout his life, and that has been his burning desire for baseball. I think it's safe to say baseball is life to Jeff Banister.
Can you explain where your love for the game of baseball came from?
Well, my love of the game of baseball comes from, you know, playing catch in the backyard with my dad, playing catch in the front yard with my grandfather, just little league fields, friendships that I've made along the way. But ultimately, the dream of being back out on the field through some adversities that I face in my lifetime.
You mentioned your burning desire to win in the opening presser. Can you talk about that burning desire?
My burning desire comes from a long line of athletes that have come from a small town of Texas, Lamarck, Texas, that, you know, a group of men that grew up on a baseball field, a football field, a basketball court, that also a group of men, of coaches that were small town, high school coaches that enriched all of our lives in how to be team players, how to be selfless with each other, and just the idea of winning is what you do when the entire team comes together and plays together and serves each other. So that burning desire was forged in me at a young age from a group of men in a small high school office that I used to listen to every single night or every single day before school. Them drinking coffee, and I could still smell the coffee and hear that 8mm, 16mm tape reel going back and forth that they studied football film.
In high school, Banister had a lengthy bout with cancer that nearly cost him his leg and his aspirations of playing in the big leagues.
Can you tell me about your battle with cancer and the story behind that?
Yeah, my battle with cancer and osteomyelitis, I was in high school at the time playing a football game and twisted my ankle in a playoff game in high school, where just seemed like a normal twisted ankle, if you will, which was in November of my junior year of high school. Never got better as far as having the pain in the ankle. But as we crept closer to Christmas, I started developing flu-like symptoms. Never seemed to get over. Christmas break, high fevers, colds, just, you know, miserable time with an ankle that felt like somebody was beating on it every step of the way. And went through Christmas break, got into January, went back to school, tried to gut it out in school, tried to go back into off-season football, getting ready for baseball. And right around that January 15th time frame, I do remember, because it was close to my birthday, that the pain had gotten so bad, I felt so terrible, that I told my parents I was going to stay home from school, get a doctor's appointment. Well, at some point during the day, I got to the phone, called my mom's junior high where she was teaching, and just so happened that the secretary at the school that picked up the phone, knew my voice, knew who I was, went down and told my mom. She came to the house. She found me laying in the hallway, passed out, got me in a car, drove me to the hospital. They did some exploratory surgery. My ankle was probably the size of a softball or cantaloupe at the time, really. When they got me to the hospital, did an emergency surgery. The surgery was explained to me at the time is when they actually touched the scalpel to the skin busted open, kind of like a tomato being squeezed. And
it was the next day when Jeff and his family knew just how bad his ankle was. As the nurses and doctor removed the gauze, it became yards and yards of bandage. It was so bad that Jeff's family had to leave the room, his mother, his father, and his sister. Moments later, Jeff removed his foot from a bucket of warm water, and he saw the damage for himself.
At that time, I knew the magnitude and the gravity by which I was in. Could see bone, could see ligament, tendons, everything that was on the inside of my ankle I could see. At some point within the hospital stay, they put me in isolation because of the open wound and the infection. And for probably 2-3 months, 2.5 months, 3 months, all I saw were faceless, gowned nurses, doctors, family that had face masks, goggles, gloves. I was in isolation.
There would be days and weeks where Jeff Bannister would feel okay, and then he would come crashing down again. Those flu-like symptoms would come back, and the doctors would go in, do surgery, and try to figure out what exactly was going on, until they reached a point where they had to make the decision that could have changed Bannister's life forever.
The fever had gotten so bad, my temperature had gotten so bad, where they packed me in ice. I looked like a fish in a bed packed in ice. At that point, my father and my mother left the room with the doctors. I could hear a conversation outside in the hallway, and I could hear my mother break down. I could hear my father break down. My father had come back into the hospital room and essentially told me that they were going to take me into surgery that afternoon or that night and have to make a decision on whether or not they were going to amputate my leg or not from the knee down. That's how grave and how bad I had gotten. I had told the doctor that he wasn't going to take my leg, and that I was going to play Major League Baseball. And as a young kid, a brash, felt like I was indestructible at the time. And he explained to me then just exactly how bad the situation was, and that he was going to make that decision when he got me into surgery.
We're going to take a quick break, but coming up next, Jeff Bannister talks about the moment his father told him if his leg was amputated or not. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Be the envy of all your friends this baseball season with a Texas Rangers season ticket plan. Full and half season ticket plans provide the most bang for your buck and premier seating locations. Receive the best benefits package in all of sports and save up to 32% off of gate prices. You'll enjoy exclusive season ticket holder events, access to private areas at Globe Life Park, discounts on merchandise and concessions, and much more. Reserve your season tickets at texasrangers.com/seasons or call 972-RANGERS extension 3.
You're listening to Dugout Dirt, a Texas Rangers podcast. It's a baseball podcast about everything outside the chalk lines. Now, where were we?
When I came out of the operating room, my father gave me the news. I'd ask him if they had to amputate my leg. My father told me no, they indeed did not have to amputate my leg. So from that point on, I actually started to get better, so much so that they were able to go ahead and do a skin graft to close up the hole in my ankle. Was able to be discharged from the hospital. Still under a doctor's care, but going on to live normal life for what normal life was at the time.
By the time Jeff had been released, It was the summer. Now remember, he went in after the high school football playoffs, which in Texas is around November or December. So he had been in the hospital for quite a bit of time. School was out for the summer, so Jeff decided to join a friend in Galveston for a summer job. As they were cleaning out a warehouse, Jeff started to feel sick again. His buddy rushed him home, but by the time he got home, his ankle started to swell up once again.
My parents rushed me back to the hospital at that time, and they took me back in and did another surgery, and it was during that surgery is when they actually found cysts that had started to grow on the bone and that were eating the bone, and that's when the doctors came back with it, you know, talking about the cancer cysts that were on the bone, that they were able to cut those out, find the origin, and that's when they pumped me with all the medications that they, and I spent another, month and a half in the hospital again, recovering from that surgery and recovering from that illness. So when I was done with that, discharged from the hospital, immediately asked the doctor when I was gonna be able to start training to play baseball again. And for the first time, he told me that that I needed to go on and just live life, and not real sure, what the quality of athleticism I was gonna have at that point in time in my life.
Jeff Bannister follows the motto, never ever quit. It's what he ends all his tweets with. So when the doctor told him, Jeff, I don't know what type of athlete you're gonna be going forward after the cancer and all the surgeries to your ankle, Jeff took that as a challenge. He'd go on to play community college baseball at Lee College in Baytown, Texas. Now on a day he wasn't scheduled to play, a major league scout showed up wanting to see Bannister play for the upcoming draft. His coach scheduled Bannister to play 5 innings. And in the 5th inning, Bannister's life would change forever, and he would be presented with a new challenge. Next time on Dugout Dirt, we'll have part 2 of my conversation with Jeff Bannister. Here's a preview of our next episode.
I just remember my mother at one point during the that first few hours of being in the hospital, nurses coming in and out, I still had my baseball uniform on, and at the time, I wanted it off. And they gave her a pair of scissors to cut my uniform off of me.
I'd like to thank my co-producer and editor, Byron Hardy, everybody at the Texas Rangers, especially Jeff Bannister for his time and willingness to share his story. And thank you for listening. Until next time, I'm Jared Couch. This has been Dugout Dirt, the Texas Rangers podcast.